Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Robert, and here's what he has to say. Hey Sane Man, here's a donation just in time for Christmas. I once worked with a single mom who was really shady. Around Christmas time every year she would come into work crying about how she had been carjacked, again and again. She always had just finished shopping and had a trunk full of expensive presents. Someone had stolen all of her expensive presents. What was she gonna do? Some females would always suggest that the office take up a collection of money to help her replace her gifts. They asked me and I would say, y'all are idiots. This is the third Christmas she says that she was carjacked. Quite a coincidence. She would also ask people to give her a ride somewhere. Then she'd leave your passenger door unlocked and come back and steal any credit cards that you had in your car. She would show up at work with new clothes and purses and whoever had given her a ride would have a massive charge on their cards. She asked me for a ride one day and I caught her trying to leave the door unlocked. I just said, hey, you forgot the door. I snuck back down to the parking lot just to be sure. She had an older daughter who was also a stripper and a younger 15-year-old daughter who must have picked up some moves from the older sis. She would leave the 15-year-old in the break room at her work during our shifts. Whenever any of the guys were working alone near the break area, the daughter would stand on a table and do a fake striptease in the break room window. With how shady the mom was, we all assumed that this is some kind of a setup. Cheers! Well, Robert, thanks for the donation and for this crazy thief with a cooch and her two ho-ho-hos for daughters. At first, before you mentioned the part about her leaving your car door unlocked, I thought it was possible that the women at your work were a team with tits, planning a whole car break-in scam together and then laughing at all the office simps when they finally paid up. For example, the women could contribute money to the gifts fund, but then get their money back after it was collected. And it was just done to show the men in your office that they should pay to help this woman too. They would go around the office and give men female validation if they paid up. But it sounds like that's not the case. Also, with regards to her stealing credit cards, or at least the numbers out of the cars, we are lucky that our credit and debit cards in Canada have a security chip in them that requires a password. That's probably the case because of the behavior from a woman like her. She's like the female version of Hunter S. Thompson for the 21st century. Except in his case, at least he gave us a book filled with his illegal activities. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs. Before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the bitch that stole Christmas Clown World show. I was originally going to use that title only on BitChute, MGTOW.TV, and Odyssey, because usually I couldn't use something like that on YouTube for fear of getting a strike or being throttled. But this time I said screw it because it's Christmas, and if they do take it down and give me a strike, then YouTube will prove itself to be a Scrooge. Robert, maybe look on the bright side. Maybe this woman is offering you and your coworkers a chance to virtue signal that they did a good deed for a woman for Christmas. That you helped out Tiny Tina, her 15-year-old stripping daughter. The lost present scam is kind of obvious. If she was smart, she would have only done that once. As for the I forgot to lock the door in your car scam, that's brilliant. And her excuse might be that it just happens and then it's no one's fault. She gaslights you into believing that you didn't lock your car and it happens from time to time to the best of us. I've had people enter my car when I accidentally forgot to lock it, and I wondered who ruffled their way through all my receipts. I also wondered why my car smelled like cheap New Year's Eve champagne, until I saw that someone had been searching my car for change. Everyone out there listening, make sure you lock your doors unless, of course, you live in San Francisco, where they'll break into your cars anyways. In that city, you might just be better off rolling down the windows so the thieves can't actually break them. There are homeless people breaking through car windows in that town, even after people put notes on their car saying the door is unlocked. I think they then break them out of spite. Or some people would find a homeless person leaving a polished turd in the bucket seats of their Porsche. I wonder if you could speed through the carpool lane on your commute if you carpool next to a pile of shit-riding shotgun. I am of course referring to your cheating wife and not the homeless excrement found in the passenger seat earlier. You could always put a tiny Christmas hat and a pair of googly eyes on that shit and call it Mr. Hanky. It was an appropriate joke since Mr. Hanky wears that tiny Christmas hat. But enough of my shit talking. Robert, your coworkers sound like fools that are easily parted with their money. Maybe next year you should take a picture of some African kid from the internet and tell everyone you're sponsoring him. And if you don't raise enough money for some leprosy medicine or something, his eyelids and nose will fall off, and he's gonna end up looking like Michael Jackson. It's stories like yours, Robert, that really piss me off about female nature, because women always appear to give themselves an out when it comes to questioning them. For example, if you catch a woman leaving a door unlocked so she can return later and rob you, she will just have an excuse that she forgot. If you really push her into a corner, she might open up and get vulnerable and admit her so-called incompetence. Of course, you'll never know if it's actual incompetence or if it's malice, because she might have actually had accomplices to go into the vehicle while you're at work together. The same also might be true of the presents that were supposedly taken out of her car. The only thing you need to do to a Grinch with tits is to catch either her or her partner in the act, and then shame her in front of everyone that she tricked into supporting her and believing her lies. If you do something like that, then your boss might fire her, or she might get arrested and get shagged by a drunken pedo tranny Santa and the slammer for Christmas. Except that Santa won't be coming down the chimney chute. Instead, his chimney will be going up her poop chute. You know, if she pulled this 3 years in a row, it's time to catch her next year. Maybe put a camera in your car that's connected to the internet, so you can see if she's going back into your car to steal a credit card. Maybe keep an expired gold or platinum card without a chip in a place where she can easily see it. And then have that camera or friend wait outside waiting until she comes back down to the parking lot to steal it. If she does, have him confront her and tell her that he filmed the whole thing, and he's gonna tell you what happened. That will make her sweat. Or have him tell her that it's all planned and he's gonna send this video to all your coworkers. That might be a good way to deal with this. Publicly shame and humiliate her and send it to the cops as well. Her behavior is immoral and she's exploiting morons. With regards to her older daughter becoming a stripper, I'm not really surprised as earlier this year in Las Vegas, 1,000 women showed up at a strip club to apply for a few jobs. OnlyFans has normalized sex work and the stigma associated with it. And becoming a ho-ho-ho and making men hard for money is no longer as hard as it used to be. Her daughter Tiny Tina, who was probably really Tiny Tim until she received her gender reassignment surgery from Santa, is like most young women these days, where the number one career choice is showing off her gash for cash online, for simps to look at and want to smash. Young women no longer want to be Instagram influencers as much as they want to be ethos. This is what happens at the end of every empire. There's sexual debauchery that is celebrated. Robert, the reason your coworkers probably don't see her as scamming anyone is because I've seen the general intelligence level of people dropping lately. I don't know if people are becoming dumber, or if since I'm 43 years of age, the people younger than me don't have as much maturity and life experience, and many of the people in their late 60s and above are becoming senile. So there's some sort of intelligence sweet spot from 40 to 65. When I was in my mid to late 20s, I remember listening to men in their 40s and 50s. They were intelligent and had a huge social media following, and I remember thinking to myself that I would never be as intelligent or as influential as they are. Before I hit 40, I already was. So maybe many of your coworkers, Robert, are young blue pill males that just haven't learned about female nature yet, and plausible deniability. But even still, when I was that age, I would subconsciously pick up on what this Grinch with tits was doing. And I just would have ignored that collections plate that was showing up at work to pay for all the presents that had supposedly been stolen. Plus, if she brought that 15-year-old daughter in and told her to give the men a show, she would pretty much be doing that to shut off their big heads so they'd start thinking with their little heads. If any one of those men had said something about her trying to manipulate her coworkers into paying money, she would just get her daughter to tell your company that she was inappropriately touched by one of those men after doing her striptease in the break room. Dropping her underage daughter off in the lunchroom meant she could get blackmail material on all the men that went into that lunchroom, including yourself. So if you did go in there and enjoy a sexy time show and now you try to expose her ways with a hidden camera or catch her stealing your expired credit cards, she could easily pull out her daughter's underage card and you could be going to prison instead. And it would be you that would be playing drop the soap and getting smashed by pedo claws. I forgot what she had originally said, and it took me almost an hour scripting before I thought that she might actually be laying down a trap with her possibly Tiny Tim, now Tiny Tina. If that's really the case and she uses that ammunition on you, she won't be robbing you for Christmas anymore. She will have robbed you for the rest of your life, and pedo claws in prison will have robbed you of your anal virginity. So be careful if you think about getting her back. What I would do is get some simp to call her out, and if he points back at you, just say you have no idea what's going on. Or just mention that yet another simp tipped you off in the first place, that she was stealing. Then she won't know who to target with Tiny Tina. She'll have to guess as if it's a shell game with a ball hidden under one of them. So at least it reduces the odds of you becoming an example 3-1. you'll probably think this is all way too much planning and scheming for something that may or may not happen. The reason I'm sharing all this is because this is how women think. They always have a backup plan to dump the blame onto somebody else. They are like mobsters with memories that never sit at a restaurant unless their back is up against a wall. Notice that in most mobster movies, the criminals always sit with their backs against the wall, as well as the back of the restaurant, so the thugs have to go through 40 or 50 witnesses to get to them. And even if they do, there's usually a back door or exit, or some stairs down to the basement. If you walk past such a restaurant and see a woman in the front, usually you aren't seeing her. You're seeing one mirror in a series that's reflecting her image all the way from the back. You shatter the first mirror thinking you've won, only to realize there's another, and then another yet. And by then, she's already retaliated against you. That's how the ho-ho-hos think. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Robert for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that all your office simps wanted to smash the 15-year-old Tiny Tina in her tiny tush. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the bitch that stole Christmas so she could go shopping for overpriced shoes and coats away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.